We are learning Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. And the Gemara begins, Itma, we learned Eid Zayman. An Eid who was proven to be a liar through the din of Eidim Zaymanim. And that means an Eid said his testimony saying that he was in a certain place at a certain time. And he saw something happen. Two Eidim later come and say, how could you have said that you were there at that time? You were with us in another place. Imanu hayisim b'makam achir. So the Torah says in such a case, we believe the second pair of Eidim, and we now know that the first Eidim lied. Unlike if a second pair of Eidim would come along and merely contradict the first testimony, if they would say that the Maisa which you're being made on didn't happen, in such a case we would have treu trei. We would not know which pair of Eidim to believe. Do we believe the first pair, or do we believe the second pair? However, in the case where the second pair do not contradict what happened, but they just say that the Eidim were with us in a different place at that time, and they could not possibly have seen that which they're saying testimony about. So that is the din of Eidim Zaymanim. And now through the din of Eidim Zaymanim, we know that the first pair of Eidim lied, so they become Eidim Sulim. Because if they lied in testimony, they are possible to be an Eid on anything else. So Abaye Omar L'mafreihu Nifsal. Abaye says that L'mafreihu Nifsal, from the time they said the testimony, from the time that they lied, they became puzzled. If, for example, they said their testimony in Nisan, but the second pair of Eidim came along in Tishrei and said that you were with us at a different time, so we know that they lied at the time they said their Eidus in Nisan, and from Nisan they became puzzled. And any testimony they had given in the interim between Nisan and Tishrei, we now know would be discounted because they were Eidim Suim. Rava Omar Mikan Lahabohu Nifsal. Rava says no, that they only became possible from then on, from when the second pair of Eidim came and we found out that they were Eidim Zomanin, from then on they become possible. The Gemara now goes to analyze the Machoikas. Abaye Omar L'mafreihu Nifsal, you become possible retroactively, because may Idna Da'afid, from the time they said their testimony, and now we know that at that time they lied, the Rasha who, then they became a Rasha. Bahatayra Omrit says in the Pasuk, Al Toshes Yotcha Im Rasha. And we understand, we make a drasha on that pasuk, that what does it mean? Al tosh es rasha eid, that you're not allowed to use a rasha as a witness. So from the moment that they lie, they're considered rishayim, and they're no longer kosher to be an eid. Rava amar mikan ala bo nifsal, because eid zaymim chidishu. Because the whole concept of eidim zaymim, that we believe the second pair of eidim, to tell us that the first pair of eidim lied, is a chidish. It's a special gzeras hakosuf. Because without this chiddush, we would have said, my chaz is the samchas ahani. Who told you to rely on the second pair and believe the second pair of Eidim, that the first pair was somewhere else? My chahani, rely on the first pair of Eidim, and perhaps the first pair of Eidim are the ones that are telling the truth, that they were there at that time. But the Torah said that we believe the second pair of Eidim, and that's a special gzeras hakosiv in the din of Eidim Zaymanim. So eiluch haboy el mishas chiddush of eiluch. So since it's a chiddush, we can only accept the fact that the puzzle from the time of the chiddush and on, meaning from the time that the second pair came, and now it's a chiddush that we believe the second pair, so from then on, we consider the first pair of Eidim to be puzzle. Ikad Amri, the Gemara has an alternative shot in Rava, that Rava nami kabayis virle, that Rava actually agrees with Abaya. And min hatayra, the Eidim should be puzzle retroactively from the time they said the Eidim. But umay tam ka'amar mikan al abo. But what was the reason that Rava said that we only believe that the apostle from then on we should say the delakuchas? Because it will come at a loss if somebody had relied on these Eidim, if somebody had bought a piece of property and relied on these Eidim before we knew in Bezin that these Eidim were apostle. Somebody had relied on them to be used as their Eidim, and now later we come out that these Eidim were psulim and retroactively they should be apostle. So this person that relied on them in the interim will come out a loss. He'll have Eidim Psulim, which he's relying on. So in order that this person should not undergo a loss, the Chachamim made a takana that we only accept the fact that the puzzle from the time that the second pair of Eidim came in on. Min HaTorah, Rava would agree with Abaya, but it's a special takana because of Seidid L'Kuchas. My Binayu, what is the difference in the two Pshatim of how we understand the din of Rava? Is it because he holds Ein L'Chaboyl Meshas Chidushoy, or is it because of Seidid L'Kuchas? So the Gemara answers, Iki Binayu, that the Nafkimin is going to be Da'asidu Beitrei B'chat. And Rashi learns that the second pair that came to be Mazim, the first pair, were not only two Eidim, but four Eidim came. And against each one of the first pair of Edim, two Edim came on each one. And two Edim came and told one of the Edim, Imanu Hayisem. And two Edim came and told the other Ed, Imanu Hayisem. So according to the Tam of Ein Lucha Boel Mishas Chidushai, over here, Rava would say that this is not a Chidush. Because the only reason Edim Zomimim is considered a Chidush is when it's two against two. So it's Trey Trey. Over here, on each Hazoma, there's two Edim talking about one Ed. So it's two against one. So then we would believe the second pair without the special Chidush of Edim Zomimim. So in such a case, Rava would agree, L'mafreyu Nifsel, it's retroactive. That would be according to the first time of the Gemara. However, according to the second time of the Gemara, that the reason Rava holds Mikan al Haba is because of Pseidid Lekuchais, in this case also, there would also be a Pseidid Lekuchais. Somebody else who did not know that they were Pasul might have relied on these Edim in the meantime. So if so, Pseidid Lekuchais, even in such a case, Rava would hold Mikan al Haba Nisul. Inami, the Gemara says, a second Nafkamina, the Paslinu Begazlanusa. And Rashi explains the Gemara that if the second pair of Edim came and they did not talk about Imanu HaYisem, but they came and they said that the first pair of Edim are Pasul, they said they're Gazlanim. In such a case, we always believe the second pair, because when a pair of Edim comes along and is made that another person is a Gazlan, is Pasul, the second pair is believed. Because the first pair, or the first Ed, or two Edim, are not believed to say on themselves that they're not Gazlanim. So that wouldn't be two against two. We believe the second pair. So again, in such a case, there is no chidush to accept the second pair of Edim that the first pair were Gazlanim. And we would believe the second pair without the chidush of Edim Zomimim. So according to the first time of Rava, that the only reason because of Mikan al Abba is because of Ein Lecha Boel Mishas Chidushai, in this case where there's no chidush, Rava would say, L'mafayu Nifsal. However, according to the second time of the Gemara, that it's because of Pseidid Lekuchais, in this case also, in the meantime, before somebody else knew that they were Gazlanim, he might have relied on these Edim. So there's also a Pseidid Lekuchais, and there would also be a Mekan al Abohu Nifsal. On the Teretz of the Gemara, the Asud Beitrei Bechad, which Rashi had learned that the four Edim came, and two against each of the first pair of Edim, so Taisus brings a Kasha. That we have a halach and hilchas edus called trei kameya, that if two edim say something, even if they're contradicted by 100 edim, the 100 edim are no better than the first two. Trei kameya, the two are equal to 100, and it would still be a din that we would not know which ones are telling the truth. So Taisus asks, normally when two edim are meyed that they were in a certain place at a certain time and saw something happen, so each one says he was there. And he also says that his partner was there. Each Eid is made on himself and is made on his partner. So when the first pair of Eidim say that they were there, we have two Eidim telling us that each one of those were there. Now when a second pair of Eidim comes along, even if we have two against one and two against one, but when two Eidim are made against one of the Eidim, Imanu HaYisem, they are also going against two Eidim. Because that Eid's partner is saying, no, he was there with him. And the Eid says on himself that he was there with him, which he's believed to say that he was there. So it should be Trei Kameya. So what do I care that four Eidim came, two going against each one? But that's also a Chiddush, because in such a case, without the din of Eidim Zaymanim, we should say Trei Trei. There's no din that the second pair is more believed than the first pair, and you need the Chiddush of Eidim Zaymanim. So how could Rashi learn the Gemara that by Trei Bechad, there's no Chiddush? So on this, the Rani answers, Taisus Kasha, that Rashi will learn the Gemara that it's talking about a case where the first pair of Edim that came, each Ed does not know about the other Ed. For example, that they saw the action from two different places. So each Ed says that he was there, but he cannot say Edus that his partner was there. So when the second pair of Edim come, if you have two against one, it's actually two against one. Because we only have that person telling us that he was there, but his partner does not know that he was there. So that's not Trey or Trey, that's Trey against one. And that's how Rashi learns the Gemara, that's the Nafkamina. We have two against one, and two against one, and each of the first pair do not know about his partner, so then there's no Chiddush to believe the second pair. And that's why that's a Nafkamina in the two Lashonim. That's how the Ran answers up Rashi. Taisus, and this is the way the Marsha explains Taisus, Taisus, however, was not satisfied with this answer, that this does not answer all the problems in the Gemara, because Taisus has other kashas in the Gemara. And Taisus has a kasha that on the Gemara's lashon of Eid Zaymim, the way the Gemara started out, Itmar, Eid Zaymim, Abai Omar Mafreya Nipsol, is mashma that only one Eid was found to be an Eid Zaymim. The way Rashi is learning the Gemara of Asida Trei Bechad is that both Eidim were found to be Eidim Zaymim. We have two against one and two on the other one. It's not mashma like that from the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says Eid Zaymim, that only one Eid became Eidim Zaymim. And also Taisus asks on the second Naskamina of the Gemara, the Patzlinu Begaz Lenusa, what does that have to do with the Machwekas of Bayev Rav about Eidim Zaymim? Bayev and Rav are talking about if they were found to be Zaymim. The Gemara says in Afkamina, the Paslinu Begazlanusa. That has nothing to do with Eidim Zaymim. How could that be an Afkamina in the two Lashonis of Rava who's talking about Eidim Zaymim? So Taisus learns, and again, this is the way the Marsha explains Taisus Pshat, that Taisus Eina Chanami. You have to learn like the Ran, that the two Eidim did not know about one another. But Taisus changes from Rashi, and Taisus reads the Gemara, the Asidu Beitrei Bechad, meaning that there were only two Eidim came, and were mazim one of the first pair. So it's Trey against Chad, because his partner does not know about him, but it's only Eid Zaymim. It's only one Eid is found to be an Eid Zaymim, and that Eid, there's no Chiddush now, because it's two against one. What the Gemara is doing in the Inami, the way Taisus learns is, or Inami, we can say that the Paslinu Megazalusa, meaning that we can learn that the two Eidim are saying that they did know about each other. And the two partners claim that they did see that each other one was there. However, one aid was found to be an aid zaymein, and the second aid was found to be a gavlan. Once the second aid is found to be a gavlan, he no longer helps to tell us that the first aid was there. So now when we look at the aid zaymein, the first one, it's only he himself that's saying he was there. So then it's trei b'chad. That's why Taisus says that it's trei b'chad, and there won't be the other eight supporting him. So when the Gemara says Paslinu Begazlanusa, it's not talking about the Psul Gazlan, but it only means Paslinu Begazlanusa to take off the second eight that he can't help, and to make it two against one. Continues the Gemara of Amr Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti, Over Rav Papi Uvda Kavotze de Rava. The Rav Papi Paskin like Rava, that it was only Mikana Labohu Nifsal. Ma Rav Ashi Yomar, Hilchus Kavotze de Baya. Mabravashi argues and said, no, that halacha is like a bayil mafreya nifsal. On this, the Gemara says a very famous klal, the hilchusa kavosei da baya b'yalkigam. Yalkigam is a simon for six cases where we paskin like a baya. Normally, in a machlekes rova and a baya, we paskin like rova. Except for these six cases, yud means yishlomidas, ayin is eight zomim, lamid is lechi ha'imid me'elov, kuf is kedushin ha'masur mabiyah, Gimel is Gilu Daita Begitta, and Mem is Mumer Eichel Mevelo Fahachis, which is going to be the next Gemara. In these six cases, we paskin like Abaya, and Ayin is Eidim Zaymimim, so by Eidim Zaymim we paskin L'mafreyuhu Nifsal. Continues the Gemara now with this other machoikas between Abaya and Rava. Mumer Eichel Mevelo Sluteyovain, if you have a person who eats an Avela, but he does it Sluteyovain, he does it because he desires meat, and in order to save himself money, Nevela meat is cheaper than kosher meat, so he eats Nevela. So Divri HaKoyol Pasul. Everyone will hold that such a person is a Rasha and is Pasul Eidus. Because since he went ahead and to save money, he was over an Isser, so we would suspect him of taking money to say Eidus Sheker. So he's called a Rasha de Chamas. He's a person who will be over Isserim for money. Such a person cannot be trusted as an aid, and he's a Pasul and an aid according to everybody. But what about Lahachis? If the person is eating the Nevela not to save money, not to Teyovain because he wants the meat, but Lahachas, he does it for angering Hashem. He does it to be over the Avera. So here we do not say that he's doing the Avera to save himself money, but he's doing the Avera for the Avera itself. Abaye Omar Posel. Abaye holds in such a case he's Posel to be an Eid. Rav Omar Kosher. Rav says no. In such a case with Lahachas, he's still an Eid Kosher. Abaye Omar Posel. Abaye considers him an Eid Posel. The Havalei Rasha, because with this Havera, even though it's done Lahachis, but it's an Havera, he becomes a Rasha. V'rachmona Omar, Al Toshes Rasha 8. And from the Pasuk we learn that you're not allowed to use a Rasha as a witness. This person is classified as a Rasha. The Rava Omar Kosher. Rava, however, argues and says Kosher, because Rasha the Chomos Be'inam. Because the pasuk talks about an eid chamas. Chamas is someone who does it for the taking of money. But someone who only is lahachis, even though he was over an avera, he's not called a rasha de chamas. So the machloek is a bai v'rova is, do you need to be a rasha to be pasul, or do you have to be a rasha de chamas? So the Moriah Tzakasha may say from a brisa. The brisa is going on the pasuk that talks about a pasul eid. The entire pasuk reads, al toshes yodcha im rasha, liyos eid chamas. So the Gemara brings a brisa to Darshan, al toshes rasha eid, al toshes chamas eid. And the brisa said, what are examples? Elu gazlonim, people that steal, umoyalim b'shvois, and people that are over a shvua. So since it uses a Lashon Rabbim shvois, it includes different categories of people who violate the shvois. So my lab, echod shvua shov, the echod shvua smamen. A shvua smamen would be a case where a person swore falsely in order to gain money. So that's a regular din of Rasha Dechama. What's a shvua shov? A shvua shov, Rashi explains, is if somebody says on something which is made out of stone, he swears that it's made out of gold. Now this is not a case where a person is doing it to gain money, but he violates the shvua. We see from this brisa that even a shvua shov is included in this pasuk of Al Tosha's Rasha Eid, and someone who violates a shvua shov is not a Rasha de Chomos, but he's only a Rasha. If so, we have a riot like a baya, that to be a pasul eid is not required any concept of Chomos. It's from the Lashon Rabbim of shvois. So this Gemara answers, lo, idi v'idi shvuas mamay. The brisa is only talking about shvuas mamay, and you have no riot to include a shvua shov. Umay shvuois, and what does it mean? The Lashon Rabbim of shvuois. If it's only talking about shvuois to mamay, what says shvuois to alma? It's talking about the general category of shvuois. But it's only talking about one particular type, the din of shvuas mamay. And from the brisa, we can't prove like a baya. They say, however, the Gemara asks from another brisa, where the brisa says, Al toshes rosha eid, al toshes chomes eid. Elu gazlonim umalbe ribyos. And here the brisa said that what are two examples? People that steal, or people that lend money beribis. So both examples are a case of rosha de chomes. So the Gemara says, tiufta da abaya tiufta. From over here, we can reject and disprove abaya's pshat. Because since the brisa picked two examples of Russia, and it went out of its way to pick both examples of Russia the Chamas, it's mashma, these are the only things which go under this pasuk. So if so, we have a raya like Rava, that in order to be pasul, you have to be a Russia the Chamas. Continues the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Neima Katanoi, that maybe we should say that the machloikis abayi v'rova is totally in the machloikis tanoim. Because it says in a braiso, Eid zaymein pasul l'chol atera kula, divra meir. The meir holds that if an aid is found to have lied, and he's an aid zomem, he's possible to say aidless in any other type of case. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bamed Var Mamurim, when do we say that an aid zomem becomes possible for all other cases? Shehuzam Bedini Nefoshes, where the aid was found to be an aid zomem in a case of Nefoshes, where he was coming to talk about somebody else's possible Chiyuv Nisa, and in that he was found to have lied, so in such a case, he becomes possible for every other case. Aval huzim b'dinei mominis. But if all this aid was coming to do was to be mechayiv somebody to pay money, and in that he was proven to be a liar, he's kosher l'dinei nefashis. Because since dinei nefashis are something which are more chomer in the eyes of people, so we do not necessarily assume that someone who lied in dinei mominis will go ahead and lie in dinei nefashis. So in enachinami for dinei mominis he's possible, but for dinei nefashis he would be kosher. So the Gemara says, Neimo Abaye Krab Meir, we should say that Abaye holds like a mayor. The Rav Krab Yaisi, now the Gemara explains itself. Abaye Krab Meir, we should say that Abaye is like a mayor. The Omar, because her mayor Shita is, Amrinon Mikul Lechumra. The mayor Shita is that we go from Kula, the less serious, to the more serious. That even though somebody only became an Eid Zaymim and Dine Mominis, which is less serious, we still suspect of him lying in dinei nefashot, which is something more serious. So too, that's the sheet of Abaya. Because Abaya is also going mikulu l'chumra. Because according to Abaya, if somebody ate nevela, he's a pasul eid. Now if somebody eats nevela, he's only doing an avera, which is ra'al shamayim. He's doing something wrong in his relationship between himself and the Rabbanu Shlomo. However, he's not affecting any other person. when somebody says false testimony, besides the Aveira involved, besides the Ra L'Shamayim, he's also causing another person a hefset. So there's a Ra L'Briyos. He's affecting another person. So that is more chomer than eating Neveila. And yet Abaya holds that if somebody ate Neveila, which is the cow, he is suspected of lying and becomes a possible aid. So Abaya says, we go mikulu l'chumra. That's like the Shita of Rameir. But the Rava, the Omer Krab Yaisi, and we would say that Rava holds like Krab Yaisi, the Omer mikhumra l'kul amina. Because Krab Yaisi says, we only go mikhumra l'kula. And if somebody was huzam adini nefashayis, he would become possible for dini mominis. But mikulu l'chumra l'yamina. But to go from the cow to the chumra, we don't say. And if somebody was huzam adini mominis, he's not possible for nefashayis. That's why Rava holds that if somebody ate in a veila, since that's more cow, it's only Ra L'Shamayim, he's not suspected of lying, which would be Ra L'Shamayim and Ra L'Briyos. So the Gemara says, lo, Ali but Rabbi Yosi kulam alei pligi. And Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Yosi, everyone would have to agree that Rabbi Yosi, who says, mikulu l'chumra l'yaminon, would have to hold that if somebody ate in a veila, he would not be a postulate, because that's mikulu l'chumra. And Abaya, who said he is possible, would have never said it according to Rabbi Yosi. Everyone agrees that Rabbi Yosi would hold an Eichel Mevelos Lahachas is not a postulate. But keep pleading, according to who, according to which man the Omar, is there a Machwekis? Ali B'dra Meir, meaning Abaya Krameir. Abaya will say that he holds like Krameir. And Abaya will learn that there is a Machwekis Tanoim. And his Shita, that if somebody eats in a Vela, he is possible, will be according to Rameir, that you go be Kulu L'chumra. However, the Gemara says, Rava will not have to learn to Machwekas Tanoim. And Rava will say that even Rameir could agree to his Shita. That at Kan Lekama Rameir Hossam, when did Rameir say his Shita? That Jagomi Kulu L'chumra, Elo Gabi Eid Zaymim D'Mamayin. That's only in the case where he was found to be an Eid Zaymim Amamayin, because it's Rala Shemayim V'Rala Briyas. Because if somebody was an Eid Zaymim Amamayin, that's also a Rala Shemayim, and he's causing somebody a Hepsit, so it's Rala Briyas. So even though Dini Nefashis is more chomer than Dini Mominis, but at least Dini Mominis also has that description that it's a Rala Shemayim and Rala Briyas, just like Dini Nefashis. Avul Hocha, but in the case where somebody ate in a Veva, the Rala Shemayim, the Ein Rala Briyas, where there's such a drastic difference between an eating of Neveva and saying false testimony, that eating in a Veva is so much less serious because it's only a Rala Shemayim. And if somebody would say a false testimony, it's totally different, because there it's a Rala Shemayim and a Rala Briyas. Lyra Meir would have never said that we go mikul l'chumra, and Rameir could agree that if somebody eats in a veila, he's kosher. But then the Gemara says, the hilchus kavosei d'abaya. We paskin like abaya, that if somebody eats in a veila, he's possible for edus. So the Gemara asks, v'hoi toisiv. But before we had brought a brisa, where the brisa had given examples of possible edim, and had said only gazlanim and malvi beribis, and from that we had said tufta d'abaya, that the Gemara answers, ahi Rabbi Yosihi. Once we've shown that according to Abaya there's going to be a machloikas tanoim, and Abaya will agree that there is one tana who will disagree with him, so we can always say that that brisa is going according to Rabbi Yosi. And that won't be a tufta d'abaya, because Abaya will hold like Rameir. However, the Gemara continues and asks, that the heavy nami Rabbi Yosi. So what are you going to say that Brisa is according to Rabbi Yosi, but so what? Rameyev Rabbi Yosi, Halacha Rabbi Yosi. We have a cloud that wherever Rameyev and Rabbi Yosi argue, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. So why would you pass him like Abaya, who can only come out according to Rameyev? The Gemara answers, Shiny Hosom, the Sosom Lantana Rameyev. Later the Gemara is going to bring a Mishnah, which doesn't have a name with it. It's a Stam Mishnah, and that Mishnah comes out like Rameyev. So since we have a Stam Mishnah like Rameir, so then we paskin like Rameir even connected Rabbi Yosi. However, the Gemara wants to find where that Stam Mishnah is. So the Gemara says, V'heicha saw someone, where do we have a Stam Mishnah like Rameir? So the Gemara brings, Ki hod de bar choma kotel nafsho. Bar choma killed somebody. So omalei reish galusa, so the head of the goal is told of Abba Yaakov, Puk Ayinba, go and investigate this matter, Ivadei kotel. And if we can prove that Bar Choma actually killed that person, we should take out his eyes. Now this would be as a punishment, as a knas, because at that time Bezdin was no longer paskening the Chi of Misa, but Bezdin has a right to give out punishments as they see fit. So as a knas, Bezdin would go ahead and remove his eyes. Rashi brings two other pshatim in those words. Either it means take from him a large sum of money as a knas, or to put him in cherem. However, Rashi says that the pshat which he feels is the right pshat is the first one, that we should remove his eyes. So osu trei sadi asidu bei devadi kotel. The two eidim came, and they testified that he vadai killed somebody. The ozal iyu, the barchomo went, I say trei sadi, and he brought two eidim to prove that those eidim were psulim. The eidim that had testified against him that he killed somebody, they were eidim psulim. Asidu bei bechad mehanoch. So they testified against one of those eidim. Chad Omar 1:8 said, Kamoy didi gonav kab duchushla. I saw that person steal a kav of barley. Chad Omar 1:8 said, Kamoy didi gonav kata de butaya. In front of me, I saw him steal the handle of a spear. So they wanted to passel that eid and make him an eid passel because he was a ganav. And someone who's a ganav is passel to be made concerning dini nefashim. So Omar lay. So Rabbi Abba by Yaakov answered him, no, that's not a riot, it'll make him puzzle. Because my daitach ha-kra mayor, what are you basing it on? You're understanding like a mayor, that your mayor holds huzim b'dinei momenis. It's puzzle for dinei nefashis. So too over here, somebody who stole something is going to be puzzle to be made on dinei nefashis. Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yosi, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. But we have a machloek as a mayor and Rabbi Yosi here. And we paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi ha-omar, huzim b'dinei momenis, kashim b'dinei nefashis. And Rabbi Yosi is the one who holds that even though he was huzam, but if it was by dini mominis, it's kosher for dini nefashis, because mekulu l'chumra l'yaminan, as the Gemara explained before. So here also, even though you found out that he's a ganov, it will not make him possible to be made on dini nefashis. So Amalei Rapapi, however, Rapapi came to Bar Chama's defense. And Rapapi said, Hani mili, when would we paskin like Rabbi Yosi? Heichod le sasa montana krameir, where we don't have a stam mishnah like krameir. But hocha, in this Indian, Sosa Montana Krameir. In this Indian, we have a stam mishnah like Krameir, and therefore we're going to paskin like Krameir. Mimai, the Gemara says, where is that stam mishnah? Ilein lemehod etznan. Should we say that the stam mishnah is from that we have a mishnah which says, kol haroi lodun dini nefashis, whoever is roi to paskin dini nefashis, and whoever is accepted as a dayan on dini nefashis, roi lodun dini mominis. He's automatically accepted to be danned on dini mominis. And the Gemara at this point understands that this klal is talking about people who are trusted. That if we trust somebody concerning dini nefashis, so we have a klal that tells us that we automatically know that that person would be trusted and not suspected of lying concerning dini mominis. So the Gemara says, Mani, who is the Tana of this Mishnah? Ilei Rabbi Yosi hi. Should we say it's according to Rabbi Yosi? Can't be. Because a eko eid zaymen, because according to Rabbi Yosi, we have a case where somebody will be kosher for dini nefashis, but not kosher for dini mominis. Because there is the case of an eid zaymen de mamay. If somebody was found to be an eid zaymen, and he said eidus on a case of mamay, according to Rabbi Yosi, an eid zaymen of mamay will be kosher for dini nefashis, because mikula l'chumra loyaminon, and yet will be possible dini mominis. So how could the Mishnah give a klal, whoever is roi lodin dini nefashis is roi lodin dini mamas? El olav remeiri. It must be that it's according to a mayor. And according to a mayor, since if somebody would have become an eid zaymim of mamayim, he would have been possible for dini nefashis. So then we have no case where somebody would be kosher on dini nefashis and be possible dini mamas. Means we have an automatic klal. Whoever is kosher for dini nefashis is kosher for dini mamas. So this should be the stam Mishnah like a mayor. So says, no, mimai. That how do you know the Mishnah is coming to tell you halachos in which people are trusted? Dilma b'psula yuchsin koi. Maybe this Mishnah is talking about psul yuchsin, where somebody has a question about his yichos, that the Mishnah is coming to tell you a klal. Whoever is kosher v'dini nefashis, whoever has enough of a yichos v'dini nefashis, is automatically you know that he has enough yichos to dana dini mamis. Because v'dini nefashis, you need a base in miyuchos. As we learn out from a pasuk, that somebody to dan on dini nefashis has to be free of any yichus. And the Mishnah is not talking about somebody that's choshed to lie. That the Mishnah is not discussing. The Mishnah is talking about whoever has enough yichus to pass kandini nefashis is enough yichus to pass kandini mamas. The Eloi Teimah Hochi, because if you're not going to say that the Mishnah is talking about psula yuchsin, so Sefer, what about the Sefer of that Mishnah? Sefer diktoni, yesh roi lodin dini mamas? That there is someone in the reverse. There could be someone who's roi to paskin dini mamanis, but the ain roi lodin dini nefashis, but he's not roi to paskin dini nefashis. So if we're talking about people who are suspected of lying, but not psula yuchsin, how could it be such a case? Am I in a roy? What would be the case of someone who's not roy for dinin nefashos? The itzim b'dinin nefashos, it must be talking about that he was found to be an eid zaymim on dinin nefashos. So such a person, roy wasn't dinin mominus. Can you say that such a person is roy for dinin mominus? Everybody will hold that if somebody was found to be a liar and dinin nefashos will certainly be possible for dinin mominus. That's going mechumr lekula. So if we're not talking about psula yuchsin, how could it be a case of somebody that's roy wasn't dinin mominus, but still he's not roy wasn't dinin nefashos? If anybody is suspected of lying on dinin nefashos, he's certainly not roy for dinin mominus. Ella, so we see from the sefer the psula yuchsin koi. The sefer must be talking about psula yuchsin. And that we have. Somebody could be lacking in the yichus, like a ger or a mamzer, and he's not roy for dinin nefashos, but still he'd be roy for dinin mominus. So the sefer is a klal that such a person is roy for dinin mominus, but is lacking in the yichus for dinin nefashos. So just like the sefer is talking about psula yuchsin, hachanami, the reisha also is talking about the psula yuchsin koi. So if so, this mishnah has nothing to do with the machlekes or meir Rabbi Yosi, and this mishnah is not the stam mishnah which tells us like a meir. The Gemara says, Hocho Kasosim Lantana. So we have a Stam Mishnah. The Gemara now brings a Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. It's actually the same Mishnah as the Gemara had earlier on Chavdavon Amid Beis and Sanhedrin. However, there the Mishnah adds a Klau, which is Negev for us. And the Mishnah there says, Evuhin Apsulim, these are the people that are possible to say Eidus. Hamasachik Bekuvia, Umalvi Beribis, Umafriche Yoinim, Vesechri Shvias for Avodim. They are Klau. And the Mishnah says a rule. Kol Eidus She'ein Ho Isha K'sherula. Any testimony that a woman is not kosher to say that testimony, in other words, that you need two kosher edim, afhein, the psulim mentioned in that Mishnah, ain't ksherim. These psulim are not kosher either for such an edus. But mani, who is this Mishnah like? Ilema Rabbi Yosi. Is it going according to Rabbi Yosi? Boy, iko edus b'dinin nefashos. What about edus concerning dinin nefashos to be made about somebody killed somebody? She'ena isha ksherim. That testimony in Isha is not accepted. There the Torah required two kosher eidim, and a woman is not a kosher eid, and still, behein ksherula. But these psulim would be kosher. Because according to Rabbi Yosi, someone who's found to be possible for dinin mominus would still be kosher for dinin nefashos. So even though these people are gadlonim, and they took money be iser, but they would be possible for dinin mominus, but not for dinin nefashos. So how could we say a klal that automatically, wherever a woman is not accepted, these are not accepted? According to Rabbi Yosi, by dinin nefashos, a woman would not be accepted, but these would be accepted. Elulav Rameiri. It must be going according to Rameir. Because according to Rameir, these psulim would be possible for dinin nefashos, because according to Rameir, mekulu l'chumra amina. So then we could say a klal that any eidus, even dinin nefashos, where women are not accepted, these psulim, even though they're only psulim in inyane mominus, but these psulim would be possible for dinin nefashos. So here we have a stam mishnah like a mayor. So with this, Rav Papi proved that Bar Chama is allowed to passel those eidim, even though we only passel them through geneva, but that would passel them for dinin nefashos because we passel like a mayor. And with this, he saved Bar Chama from any punishment. So kom Bar Chama, nashke akare, Bar Chama got up and kissed him on his feet, the kabule lekarge de kule shani. As a way of his showing appreciation to Rav Papi for saving him, he accepted upon himself to pay any obligations of taxes that Rav Papi would have throughout the whole year, he accepted upon himself to pay. The Rosh is bothered by an interesting problem in the Gemara, that the Rosh says that this should be a problem of shaychad mu'uchar. Because we know that we're not allowed to give a dayin shaychad, and even if one gives a dayin shaychad after he paskins, that also the chachamim asked. So why was he allowed to pay him up his taxes? Isn't it shaychad mu'uchar? So the Rosh answers that Rav Papi was anyway potter from paying taxes, because of the rabbanon apotter, the king did not mechayiv the rabbanon to pay. So since anyone from the Talmidei Chachamim apotter, so actually he was not gaining anything from Bar Chama's accepting upon himself to pay. On this, the Pupul Charifta writes that from the Rosh we learn out a very important insight. We learn out that Shaychad is osur even by someone who's not paskining an actual din, but only a fine, a knas ba'alma. Because this bezin that was sitting on Bar Chama was not paskining a din, because dinei nefashos already bottled, there are not a lot of paskin dinei nefashos. But they were only deciding on a knas. So this Rav Papi was just talking about a knaf, whether you should pay or not. You see from the Rosh that Shaychad is also even in such a case. So this he writes, that anyone who's appointed on the Tzibur to decide certain knosses on a Tzibur should be careful about not taking presents from anyone, because we see from the Rosh that that also would be considered Shaychad. Let us now return and analyze a little bit further the Machoikis Rav and Abaya. We had a Machoikis. If somebody eats the Zeloi Slahachis, does he become a postulate? If somebody is a Rosha, who's not a Rosha the Chomos, is someone not a Rosha the Chomos possible to say Eitz? Abaya held he is possible. Rava said he's kosher, because according to Rava, as the Gemara explained, Rava holds like Rabbi Yossi, and Rava holds that Mikula Lechuma Le'aminam, so he's not suspected of lying on the more Chomodic of things. And the Vela is something which is only Rala Shemayim. Eidus is Rala Shemayim and Rala Briyos. So if somebody ate in the Vela, he would not be suspected of lying. So the Achrayim explain as follows. According to Rava, Rava must hold that when the Torah passed a Rosha, the reason the Torah passed him is because the Torah would suspect him of lying. Someone who's a Rosha the Chamos, as Rashi explains, he would take money to be Oiver and Isser, so too we suspect him of taking money to say Eidu Sheker. So the whole Psul Rosha is based on the Chshash Meshaker, but we suspect that he would lie. However, according to Rava, someone who ate in a Vela is not necessarily suspected of lying to say false testimony. Therefore, such a Rosha is kosher. Because according to Rava, the whole Psul Rosha is based on the suspicion of lying. According to Abaya, the Mukhi Yosef explains that the reason Abaya argues with Rava is because Abaya holds that the Psul of Rosha in the Torah is not because we suspect him of lying. The Psul of Rosha in the Torah is a Gzeres HaKosov. That the Torah said whoever has a name of a Rosha, whoever has a classification of a Rosha, is not accepted as a witness. It does not matter whether we suspect him of lying or not suspect him of lying. But if he's a Rosha, he's puzzled. Therefore, according to Abaya, if somebody ate Nevela, doing that makes him a Rosha. Once he gets the classification of a Rosha, so that the Gzeres HaKosov, that a Rosha is puzzled for Eidus. So it comes out that the Machloikis, Abaya of a Rava, is in a Machloikis, how we understand the Psul Rosha. According to Rava, it's because a Rosha is suspected of lying. According to Abaya, it's not because he's suspected of lying, but it's a Gzeres HaKosov that a Rosha is possible for Eidus. So because of this, the Mukhi Yosef says that wherever we do not need Kashra Eidim, for example, by Eidus Isha, where over there the Chachamim accepted even one Eid, even a Karoiv, even an Isha, to say that a woman's husband died, so there the Chachamim did not require Kashra Eidim, it would come out that a Rosha that's not a Rosha the Chomos would be accepted even according to Abaya. Because according to Abaya, a Rosha that's not a Rosha the Chomos is not suspected of lying. But it's only Gzeres HaKosov, just like a Karoiv, as we'll have in the next Gemara, a Karoiv is possible. And the reason a Karoiv is possible has nothing to do with the suspicion that he lies. But a Karoiv is possible because of Gzeres HaKosov, so Rosh is also Gzeres HaKosov. However, wherever the Chachamim accepted a Psul, so then this Rosh that's not a Rosh of the Chomos would also be accepted. If you have a Rosh that's suspected of lying, like a Rosh of the Chomos, so even by Eidus Isha, where we accepted Psulim, but we didn't accept someone who's suspected of lying, so then a Rosh of the Chomos would not be accepted. However, a Rosh that's not a Rosh of the Chomos, where according to Abaya there's no suspicion that he would lie, Mukhi Yosef says it would be accepted wherever Psulei Eidus are accepted. And now we will begin the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says the Elu Hein HaKroivim. Until now we've been discussing Psulim. Now we're discussing Kroivim. These are those that are considered related. Because of that, it's possible to say Eidus. Achi of a person's brother. Achei Oviv, a person's father's brother, an uncle. Achei Imai, his mother's brother. These three psulim, the Gemara will learn out of a pasuk. Ubal Achoisai, his sister's husband, and Rashi explains that this is based on a concept that his sister's husband is just like his brother. Because since we have a cloud which the Gemara will bring on the next daf of Baal Ki Ishtai, so his sister's husband is related to him like his brother. So Baal Achoisai is puzzled. Baal Achoisai, his father's sister's husband, again, just like his father's brother is possible to him, so his father's sister's husband, also from Baal Ki Ishtai, is also possible to say Eidus. Ubal Achoy Simoi, and the same concept is, by his mother's sister's husband, same thing, is also possible to say Eidus. Ubal Imoi, his mother's husband, the Chum of his father-in-law, the Gisoi, and Rashi explains this to me, his wife's sister's husband, Hain, all these are possible, Ubinehen, not only they are puzzled, but their children are also puzzled to say Eidus. For example, if we talk about a brother, so my brother is puzzled to say Eidus for me, and my brother's son, my nephew, is also puzzled to say Eidus for me. If we talk about an uncle, my uncle is puzzled to say Eidus for me. Also, my uncle's son, in other words, my first cousin, is also puzzled to say Eidus for me. The Chasnayan, and also their sons-in-law. My brother's son-in-law is puzzled to say Eidus for me, my niece's husband, and also my uncle's son-in-law, that means the wife is my cousin, and her husband will be puzzled to say Eidus for me. The Chorgoy, and then we have another psul, the psul of Chorgoy, which is a wife's son. The person marries a woman, and she had a son from a different marriage. His wife's son is called Chorgoy, but Chorgoy is Levadoy. Only he himself is puzzled to say Eidus, but his son or his son-in-law is not considered a Karev Lagabi Psuli Eidus. Om Rabbi Yossi, Zu Mishnas Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi said that this whole list, that's according to Rabbi Akiva. Avo Mishnah Rishayna, but the Mishnah Rishayna argues on Rabbi Akiva. And the Mishnah Rishayna holds, Doidayu Ben Doidayu, that an uncle or the son of an uncle, they are puzzled. The Chol Haroi Liyarshay, but only the ones that are royally Yarshai, and Rashi learns that means that the Mishnah Rishayna holds that any relationship through a mother, that's excluded from the Psulei Kurva, and any relationship through a mother is not considered a Karev, and it's kosher to say Eidus. For example, my mother's brother would be kosher to say Eidus for me, according to the Mishnah Rishayna, because as the Mishnah Bava Basra tells us, Achei Ha'em Manchilim V'loi Noichlim, that means that my mother's brother, there is no way that he can inherit me. So if so, he's not considered my car, according to the Mishnah Rishayna. It's totally in the Din Yerusha. Continues the Mishnah, the Chol HaKarav Loi Ba'isei Shah, that the Din Kurv is totally if the person was related to me at the time that he saw or at the time that he's coming to testify about that which he saw. However, HaYakarav, if he was once related to me, but V'nisrachek, but before the time he even observed that which he's coming to say testimony about, he already lost his relationship to me. For example, he was related to me through marriage, and then either his wife died or there was a divorce. So at that time of he saw the testimony, he's not related to me any longer. Harei the kosher, he is a kosher eid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, or Rabbi Yehuda's mechadesh, afilu meisa bitay, if a person's daughter died, v'yesh lo banim imena, and his son-in-law had children from his daughter, Harezeh Karoi, that's still considered a Kurva, and that son-in-law would still be considered related to him. We, however, do not pask like a Yehuda, and we pask in that in such a case he would be kosher. Continues the Mishnah, there is a psul of Ha'oyev, if someone is a close friend, that also passes him for Eidus, or V'hasoineh, if someone is an enemy. Oyev, what's the criterion of being an Oyev? Zeshushvinoi, somebody who accompanied somebody to the chuppah, so that relationship passes them for Eidus, or Sine. Kol shloi diber imoi shloishi yomim be'eva. What's considered a Sine? If someone did not speak to someone else for 3 days because of a fight, so that makes him a Sine and passes them for Eidus. Amuloi, however, the Chachamim told him, Roinech shibu Yisrael akach, that people are not suspected of lying either because of Ava or because of Sinah. A Yisrael would not be suspected of saying false Eidus because of that. Rashi points out that even according to the Chachamim, that an Oyev and a Soineh are accepted as Eidim, however, as Dayanim, they would be puzzled, because to say Eidus, they're not suspected of lying. However, to be a judge, they have to be people who can approach this completely objectively, and somebody who's a Soineh cannot be completely impartial. It's important to point out, as we mentioned before, that the Psul Karev has nothing to do with the fact that we suspect the Karev of lying. A psul karev is a gzeras hakosav, and the Rambam clearly brings this out, and it's important to read the lashon of the Rambam. This is in Perek Yud Gimel of Hilchos Eidus Halacha Tesvav, and the Rambam says as follows: Zeh sheposl Torah Eidus hakroivim, that the Torah posl the Eidus of a relative, lo mipnei shein becheskas oyev in zeze. It's not because we say that they like each other and they're suspected of lying. Shaharei einay meyid loy l'tayvatsay v'loy l'ra'asay. A karev is neither believed for somebody's benefit nor for somebody's detriment, and there is no suspicion that he's lying. Elul Rambam says gzeras hakosafu lefikach, and then the Rambam says therefore ha'oyev v'hasayne kosher l'edus. So therefore, somebody who's not a karev but merely likes someone or is someone's enemy, then it's kosher l'edus. Afal pishu posel l'dayanis Shmai Gazra, Taira El Ala Kroivim. Because the Torah only made a gzeira concerning Kroivim, not for Oyev or Asayne, and as the Mishnah says, they are not suspected of lying, and they do not go under the classification of Kurva. The Meiri points out in the Mishnah that the Mishnah left out the most obvious Kurva, and that is of a father and a son, which is not included in the list of the Mishnah. So the Meiri answers that that which is beferish in the Pasuk, as we'll see the Pasuk the Gemara brings, and the father and son is beferish in the Pasuk, that they are considered Kroivim, that the Mishnah did not bother mentioning. The Mishnah only mentions those Kroivim, which the Gemara is going to learn out through a drasha from the Pasuk, so that's the list in the Mishnah. The Gemara begins, we know how immediately, how do we know that these Kroivim are Pasuk? The Tana Rabbanan, it says in Pasuk, Lo Yumsu Avos Al Banim. So Matam Ud Loima, what is the Torah talking about? That a father does not die for a son. Im Lulamech Lo Yumsu Avos Ba'avoin Banim, is the Torah coming to tell you that a father doesn't get punished because of the sins of his son? Or Banim Ba'avoin Avos, or a son doesn't die because of the sins of his father? Harek Vanema, that we have another Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ish Bechetza Yimasu. So the Pasuk says a person dies for his own Avera, not for someone else's. Elo, what's the Pasuk coming to tell you? Lo Yumsu Avos Al Banim Be'edus Banim. That a father does not die because of the testimony of his son, because of that relative, or a Banim Lo Yumsu Al Avos, or a son does not die through the testimony of his father. So the Gemara with this drasha is coming to learn out the psul of an uncle and the psul of a cousin. And Rashi explains how the drasha works. That since the pasuk says avos, and avos is a plural lashon, the Torah could have merely, if it was talking about a father, should have said the word av. So since it says avos, so two avos are mentioned over here. So we understand that we are talking about two fathers who are brothers to each other. And both of them are psul to their sons and their brother's son. So then we have from this pasuk the relationship of an uncle and a nephew. And the Gemara on the next onward will learn out also the rest, will learn out cousins from this pasuk also. However, the Gemara asks, Ubanim ba'avoyin avos loy, do you mean to say that children never get punished because of the sins of their fathers? Ivor ksiv, it says in pasuk, poikeid avoyin avos al banim. So we see that the sins of the fathers are given to the children, and they are responsible for the sins of the fathers. So the Gemara answers, Hosom kisha'ichsin ma'aseh v'sein v'yadayin. That pasuk is talking about where if the father was a rasha, and the son continues and emulates his father's ways, so then the son gets punished for himself and for his father. So if he follows in his father's ways, that's when that din applies. Kedetanya, the Gemara brings a riot to this from a brisa, because it says in a pasuk, v'af ba'avonois avoisan itom yimakul. To see that a child does get punished for his father's avers. So the Brisa says, "Kishayichsin maaseh v'sein b'yadayim." Ato oimek kishayichsin. You're saying that that pasuk is talking about where they're continuing in the father's wicked ways. Oyeinoy elu kishayinoyichsin. Maybe it's talking about even if he's not oiches, a child still gets punished for his father's chatoim. But the Brisa says, "No, kishuhu oimer ish bechetu yimasu." We have another pasuk that says that a person dies only for his own avera. So harei. So, and we'll continue like the girsa on the side. Kishayin oichsin ne'amar. That's talking about when it's not oichsin. Umani mekayim af ba'avonois avisom itom yimaku. That's talking about kishayichsin maaseh v'deim b'yadayim. However, the Gemara says, no, v'loi v'oksiv, we have another pasuk, v'koshlu ish ba'ochiv, which means that a person will stumble because of his brother, which we make a drasha, ish ba'avoin ochiv, that a person will stumble because of the aver of his brother. We see that everyone is responsible one for another. So we see that a person does get punished for someone else's avera because he's responsible. The Gemara says no. That is talking about if someone, it was in his power to stop someone else from doing an avera, but he didn't do that, he didn't prevent his friend from doing an avera. In such a case, the Torah says he's responsible and he will get punished. But where it's not biyodam limchais, so then there's no responsibility and he does not get punished, and it's only when it's eichsin maaseh v'sein b'yadayim.